Sorry, say Rabbi Menachem Lieberman.
The Mishnah Bracha says, Daf Chof Alef, the Mishnah Bracha says, Noshim Peturois Mikrishma, women are potter from Noshim Avodim Tarim Peturim Mikrishma, Umen Atfilin, V'chayovin b'tfila, but they're m'chayovois, chayovin, with davening, u'mezuzah, u'beberchas hamozin. So even though women are peturois from krishma, because it's mitzvah saseishas man garoma, but the chayev with tfila. The Gemara asks, according to our girsa, according to some girsa, Rashi says, we're not girsit. There's a girsa in the Gemara, why the chay b'tfila? So there is a girsa more pshita, the chay b'tfila. And then the Gemara says, Ma'adatayma, I would have thought, hoil v'ksiv be'erev, v'boikavit saroyim, kemitzis aseishas man garomahu. The Pasuk says it's three times to daven erev, v'boikavit saroyim, so I would think it's like mitzis aseishas man garomah. And therefore there should be peturais. Kamash malon, that there are still chayovim. And the Gemara also adds the Rachameninu, because it is requesting Rachmanus, and women also need, they also need Rachmanus, they also need Tfilah in order that they should have, they should live, and they should have what they need. Now, there's a big Machlokes Rishonim, whether, Bechlal, is there a mitzvah deraisa of Tfilah? The Rambam holds, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, mitzvahs asei lispalel b'chol yoyim. It's a mitzvah deraisa to daven every day. Shenema v'avadetem es Hashem elekeichem. The posuk in Kisiso, v'avadetem es Hashem elekeichem. What does it mean, v'avadetem es Hashem elekeichem? We learn that from Piyashmo Lomdu, she'avoidu zu hi tefillah. This v'avadetem es Hashem elekeichem is tefillah. And it says, Venema, the Rambam continues, Ula Ovdoi, Bechol Levavachem, Omru Chachomim, Ezi Avoide Shebelev, Zutvila. So there is a mitzvah in our Torah to daven. It doesn't say what to daven, but there's a mitzvah Avoide Shebelev to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bavadatam, how do you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So we have another poskin Krishma, Ula Ovdoi, Bechol Levavachem, Bechol Nafshechem. So we say Avoide is believe. So avadetem es Hashem elekeichem means you should serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with tefillah. The Rambam continues, min haTorah, there's no amount of tefillahs min haTorah, and there's no ve'ein mishnah tefillah zeis min haTorah, there's no nusach, and ve'ein tefillah zman kavua min haTorah, and there is no fixed time for tefillah min haTorah. The mitzvah min haTorah to daven. And we're going to see, and the Loshna of the Rambam is here, and both of them are mitzvahs, but is it a mitzvah every day to daven some tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Rambam continues to say, and that's an halacha basis says, and that's why, Lefichach noshim v'avodim chayovim b'tefillah zu, the also chayov b'tefillah, it doesn't say b'tefillah zu, sorry, it just says chayovim b'tefillah, lefiche mitzvah saseh sheloy azman garoma. We know the klal noshim of peturah is for mitzvah saseishas man garoma, but this tefillah, this mitzvah or tefillah in haTorah is a mitzvah saseh sheloy azman garoma. It's a mitzvah that a man should daven, say the praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then ask Bishoel Tzerochov what he needs, and then give praise to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this mitzvah is not zman garoma, therefore noshim are chayovos as well. The Rambam then continues. That was always the davening which we had from the times of the Torah, from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu till Ezra. It was tefillah was the individual person davened his personal request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till after Golus Bovel, when Nebuchadnezzar drove the Eden out of Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. Then they didn't speak one language. Their language became, Moshe Kodesh became mixed with other languages, and they never spoke one clear language. Therefore, Ezra and his Beis Din, they decided we have to have a fixed tefillah. We've got to have a, we can't have just tefillah mixed from all other languages. We've got to have a fixed tefillah. And that was the fixed tefillah. That was, they made Shmuel Ezra, and they made all the brachas which we have, the brachas which we have as well, brachas Alamichya, and Berachas HaShachar, they were all made from Ezra and Anshei Knesset HaGdola. They made all the brachas, tefillahs and Rosh Hashanah as well, and they made a fixed tefillahs. You got a daven, you got a shacharis in the morning, mincha in the afternoon, and arvis is reshus. That came only later on in the time of Ezra. The Lecha Mishnah asks very interesting, how does the Rambam know that there's a mitzvah every day? If the posuk is just vavadatem es Hashem elekechem, I'm sure it's once a week, once a chodesh. How do you know it's every day? So he says, answers the Kiryas Sefer answers, and the end of the posuk says, ube vavadatem es Hashem elekechem, and it finishes, ubeirach es lachmacha ve'es meimecha. You daven, and Akshporchu will give a brocha to your food and your drink. Food and drink, we need to eat every day. If we need to eat every day, so it must be tefillah is also every day, because that's what the necessities of a person are, bread and water every day, so tefillah also has to be every day. The Leif Sumerach actually answers, and the Gemara Numa adds to this story, the Gemara Numa says, why did the mon not come down once a year? So the Gemara says, a moshel for a king who's got a son, and the king gave the son his food, gave him once a lot of the money or food for a year. So the son didn't visit his father only once a year. The king decided to give his son food every day, and that way the son visited the father every day. Similarly, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the mon to Klal Yisrael every day, in order that Yidden should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. So if you say it's very taka, very good, that fits in very well, that tefillah is every day, because Hashem gives us food every day, so we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Yeah, so Friday, that's, yeah, Lechanami, Lecha Mishnah, yeah, Friday comes.
There's no bakoshes.
There's only praise. Very good, very good. Because there's no bakoshes Shabbos, because the Lecha Mishnah comes on Friday twice. Very good. So that is the shita of the Rambam. And the Sefer Mitzvahs, it also says, the mitzvah is doubled over a few times. One place that we mentioned, Vavadatem es Hashem Elekeichem. Another place is Vo'oisei Savoidu. So all these the same Lashonis, all refer to the mitzvah of Tefillah min HaTorah. The Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, he argues on the Rambam. And he says, he's got a right from the Gemara, the same Gemara later on, that there is no mitzvah min HaTorah at all to daven. Why? Because the Mishnah says, the next plat says, in Baruchas, Chofal from the base, it says, a Balkeri should say Krishma, and he should bench, and he shouldn't daven. Gemara explains, because Krishma and Birchas Hamazon is Daraisa, and Tefillah is Drabonon. So we see Tefillah is only Drabonon. So how can the Rambam say Tefillah is Midaraisa, then a Balkeri should have to daven as well, if Tefillah is Daraisa? Another ayah, the Gemara says, Sofik, if a man is not sure if he said Krishma, you don't say Krishma, Choyza V'Kiri Krishma. You have to repeat Krishma. Sofik ispala lelo ispala. I'm not sure. Did I daven? A man's not sure. Did I daven or not? We say, Eina choizem ispala. Krishma's deraisa tefillah drabonon. So you see tefillah drabonon. Another raya he brings from the Gemara Sukkah, says, in the middle of a meal, it says, if the lulav Mishnah Sukkah says, if the lulav comes to you mid of the meal, you should stop eating and shake lulav. Whereas, in the middle of the meal, if you didn't daven, you don't have to stop the meal. The Gemara says, what's the question?
Gemara is asking what's the difference between tefillah and lulav. What's the question? Lulav is deraisa, kolponim, the first day, and tefillah is drabonon. So the Ramban's got all lot of rice to say that it's tefillah drabonon. He says that there's no mitzvah to daven at all, min ha-Torah. It's a chesed, that's an interesting, it's a chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam that we have the opportunity to turn to him for all our requests. And what about the pasuk? Ula avdei b'chol levavchem. Says the Ramban, that's not a mitzvah min ha-Torah. That is whatever we should do with the right intentions, kavona, lishmoi, and not for any other reason. Not to do mitzvahs without kavona. Like it says, v'haftos Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha, you should like HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, b'chol nafshecha. Similarly, the avodas Hashem, which you do, v'avadetzem Hashem elokecha, should be b'chol levavchem, should be without kavona. And one other thing he says, either post ula ovdoi zutfila, the Sifri Darshans of the zutfila, so the Ramban says, it could be asmachta, or even the Ramban holds that even though generally tefillah is drabonon, but in the time of a eis tzora, then there is a chiv midaraisa to daven. So that could be a chiddush in the Ramban, that even though he holds tefillah is drabonon, but b'shas tzora, then there is a mitzvah to daven. So I'll call upon him. So when we look at the Gemara again, yeah. So when the Gemara says, so we have this Mishnah now. The Mishnah says that Noshim and Avodim, Akatanim, are Chayovim b'tfilah. So we have a big machlokes here. According to the Rambam, they're Chayiv b'tfilah midaraisa, because they have the tfilah deraisa, because there's tfilah deraisa, they're machuyim midaraisa. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as tfilah deraisa. The whole tfilah is only drabonon. So they're Chayiv the drabonon. That's one big machlik is where the tefillah is midaraisa. So when it says chayom b'tefillah are the chayv, according to the Rambam, it's definitely the chayv the deraisa. According to the Rabbonon, according to Rambam, then there's no such thing as tefillah deraisa. The only chayv drabonon. So now let's look at the Gemara again 1 minute. So the Gemara says, according to the Rambam, that there is such a thing as tefillah midaraisa. Midaraisa is not Zman Groma. So therefore we can understand the Girs of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Pshita. Of course the Chayovim, Chayovois b'tfila midaraisa. Because tfila is not Zman Groma. The mitzvah you can daven any time in the day, just daven the request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the Gemara answers. Because it says, Erev v'boike v'tzoroim. So I would think it's a mitzvah say Shazman Goroma, because this is referring to the Shmoin Esrus as well. Kamash Malon, that or could be that there are Chayovi not only with the Tefillah Deraisa, the Chayev with the Shmoin Esrus as well. So that's Taka another point. Which be'ed some Taka before. So as the Gemara itself, according to the Rambam, that Tefillah is Deraisa, we can understand the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Pshita, of course women are chayovim with tefillah. Tefillah is deraisa is not mitzvah seishas man garoma. The Gemara can answer, yes, on the deraisa, the zicha mechuyiv. The Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush, that the chayiv even in the Shmoin Esra part, which is Rabbonon. Because according to the Rambam, we've got two different types chayuvim of tefillah. We've got the midaraisa dika tefillah, which is a request. No nusach, no fixed nusach at all. And we got the Shmoin Esra, which definitely that's a chiyuv for men. Now when the Mishnah says that women are chayoves b'tfilah, we're not sure what tfilah does it mean. Does it mean the tfilah deraisa of a request, or does it mean the full Shmoin Esra? So the Gemara asks Pshita, is Pshita that the chayoves with the tfilah deraisa? And now the Gemara, could be the Gemara answers that the chiddush, that not only the chayiv with the tefillah deraisa, they're also chayiv. It says erev abayik of tzroim it's man garoma. Kamashman, they're not only chayiv with the tefillah, which is loyas man garoma, they're mechuyiv with the tefillah even with the zman garoma as well. That could be pshat in the Gemara. And according to the Ramban, who holds there's no such thing as tefillah deraisa, tefillah is only drabonon, the Gemara, we can't possibly go as pshita. What do you mean pshita? It's not pshita. Tefillah is Zman Garoma. It's only Shmoin Esra, which has got fixed times to it. So it's not Pshita, it's Zman Garoma. Shachris has got only in the morning, and Mincha is only in the afternoon. It's definitely Zman Karoma. So there the Gemara, Rashi's Girsa, and that the Girsa will be that the Chayev, because of the Gemara's got Girsa, Derachamininu. And that's the Girsa, which have no Pshita, nothing Pshita. Why the Gemara's actually asking, why are they Chayev Tvila according to the Rambam? And that the Gemara says, why the Chayev Tvila? It's Mrs. Hishas Zman Karoma, Noshim Peturis. The answer is, it's Rachamim. And we all need Rachamim. Men need Rachamim, and women need Rachamim. Al Kaponim, what we've just said, that according to the Rambam, there is two parts of Tefillah, which that everybody agrees. And women are chayovais, not only with the deraisa dika davening, but with the midrabol and davening Shemone Esrei, not everybody holds that. The Mogen Avraham says, so that's interesting, when you look in the Rambam, the Rambam in Perek, Aleph, like we mentioned the Halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam says, starts off the mitzvah saying, Mitaraisa, Yimuchiv Tavim, because it says, Vavadatem as Hashem Elekechem. Then the Rambam says, in the Halacha base, Lefichach Noshim Vavodim Chayovim Bitfila. The Rambam says, why the Chayovim Bitfila? Lefishi Mitzvahs Asei Shloi Hazman Garoma. It's not linked to any time. Chiev Mitzvahu, it's a mitzvah that a man should daven and say the. And say Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then asks his request. So therefore, that's where why women are included as well. What about the Shemoneh Esrei? The Rambam does not say clearly in Perek Aleph whether women have to daven Shemoneh Esrei, because the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah of Tefillah, which is Minat Torah, which is not Zman Karoma. And the Rambam says, you know why women are chayovim b'tefillah? Lefi shemitzvah sase shaloi azman garoma. It's mitzvah shaloi azman garoma. It's not linked to any time. It's a mitzvah that once a day a man has to daven and say praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have a request afterwards as well. And only then he says, after Nebuchadnezzar drove the Eden in Golos, then they made a fixed Shemoneh Esrei. Are they also included chayoves in this chiva Shemoneh Esrei? The Rambam didn't say here. But I saw in Machzeh Liyov, he brings a raya, he brings it in the name of somebody else, of a chavrus of his, Rav Yaakov Yerucham Vreshner from Yerushalayim. So he brings a raya from the Rambam, a Rambam in Perek Dalad. The Rambam in Perek Dalad later on says that Perek Vav actually Chaz Tefillah, it talks about all the different Tekonas Chazal Tefillah, and then he says in the end of the Perek he says Noshim Bavodim Katanim Chayovim B'Tefillah, and there he's clearly speaking about the Shemoneh Esrei as well. And Kapis Tamor in Bracha brings this Raya as well, and he explains the Gemara like we said so you see from the Rambam that women are included in both. Chiyum of Tefillah, both the Midraisa Tefillah, because that's because Einas Man Garoma, and the Mechoyev in the Midrabolon, because Shemoneh Esrei, even though it's Man Garoma, because it is Rachame. And that's how he learns the Pshat in the Gemara. He says, the Gemara asks Pshita, they're definitely Mechoyev Shemoneh Esrei, they're definitely Mechoyev with the Midraisa Tefillah, because it's not Zman Garoma. Answers the Gemara, yes, but the Mishkel of the Mishnah is telling us not only the deraisa dika tefillah, the chayovos, but they're also mechuyev with the gimel tefillahs as well. And I would have to think it's man groma, is man groma erev abayik of etzorayim. That's referring to Ezra's anshe kinesik dole tefillah, and that kamashman is the chayovos because rachaminin, because it's rachamim. Or the other way you learn without rachamim, you say because min atoira they're included in the tefillah deraisa, they included in the tefillah drabonon as well. So, according to Meduik in the Rambam, we have that women are not only included in the Chiv Tefillah of Deraisa, which is Ein Zman Groma, but the Mishnah is including, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, they're also included in the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Chiv Drabonon of Tefillah. Why? Because it's Rachameh. That's according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as Tefillah Deraisa. everything is only drabbanon. La'avde b'cholavavche means something else. And the Gemara, when the Mishnah is referring to chayav mitzvila, can only be referring to the Shmoneh Esrei, because that's all there is. There's no other chayav mitzvila, and there's no pshita, because not pshita, because it's man karama. And the fact the Gemara is asking, my tama, why the chayav mitzvila? The Teretz is the chayav mitzvila because it is rachamim. The question, the interesting thing is that the Mogen Avraham, in Siman Kuf Vov, the Mogen Avraham says that he wants to be Melamed Zchus. He says, why is it Roiv women do not daven Shmoneh Esrei? So the Mogen Avraham says that the women rely on the Rambam, that Tefillah is deraisa. And it could be the chiv deraisa is just to say any request. And therefore they hold at once you're mekayim this mitzvah, so Mogen Avraham's words are like this, al pisfora zu, they look like the Rambam, no goroiv noshim, she'em espalem yudches bitmid shachris va'arvis. They don't daven Shmoneh Esrei, shachris va'arv means Shachris Amincha, because they say Somuch l'netile eze bakosha minatoyra, they say a request. Umina toira the yoitze, they all like the Rambam. The efsha, and this is important. This is the big chiddush of the Mogen Avraham. Efsha she'av chayovim lechayvu yoitze. He says it could be that according to the Rambam there is no chiv mitrabonon of tefillah for women. Yes, men have two chiyuvim. Men have the chiyuv deraisa of tefillah, of bakosha, and of shvach and bakosha. And they have the chiyuv of Shmoneh Esrei, which is Ezra. But women have only the deraisa. Could be the Mogen Avraham says only the deraisa. And they don't have the rabbonon. So they don't have to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Because that's man garama. That's the one ever machayev them. And the only chayev, the deraisa, and there's not goyris the Gemara. They'll just be goyris the Gemara. Exactly how they learn the Gemara, according to the Mogen Avraham, it seems they're not goyris rachamim. You have to say the goyris pshita. It's pshita the chayev. And the Gemara says, well, I would think it's man garama kamash malon. It's not man garama. That's how we're going to have to learn according to that. And that's how the Mogen Avraham says is keilu the women efsha. According to that, the women do not daven Shmoneh Esrei. What's called a bakosha? Oh, so that's like an important point, Taka, which I want to say. From the Rambam, you see that moidani is not enough. Moidani is just a thanks. You need something which is both a shvach and a bakosha. Birchas HaTorah is good for that, because Birchas HaTorah is you're thanking God Shvach Shekadishonim and Tzvi Svitzvon Alasek B'Tifresira, and you say Vaharev no as well, which is a request. Yeah. Pardon? Good, but the Maisa, yeah. But the Maisa, they have to learn their dinim. Yeah. So they still should say, we Paskin that women still should say Birchas HaTorah, because they're Mechayovah is to learn their dinim. Yeah. So once they say, it can be in any Nusach as well, but so once they say a praise and a Shvach and a Bakosha, they say, so Moidani is not enough. But it has to be a praise and a bakosha. I remember seeing somewhere from Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says if somebody wants to have a cup of coffee or drink before davening, you should also say the posuk Shema Hashem v'chaneini Hashem haye oizeli. You say an episode request. You say something episode tefillah, and then you can have a drink before davening. As if you've said something. Now it's interesting that Tzlach Daka says, maybe Yehuda says, to answer the Ramban. The Ramban asks on the Ramban from the Gemara. The Mishnah, Lex Mishnah says about Keri only benches, and he says Krishma. And he doesn't say Shmoneh Esrei, because Tefillah is Drabonon. Asks the Rambam, what do you mean? According to you, the Rambam is Deraisa. But asks the Tzlach, well, it's not Shmoneh, because we're talking about somebody in middle of, I think the Gemara talks about, in middle of davening, he realized, one of the things, he remembers he's a Balkeri. So we say, lechatchila, you should just, you stop where you can. So the Rambam asks, what do you mean? Shmenes kunt the Rambam tefillah is min haTorah. So it's like, I don't understand. He's already in the middle of Shmenes. He's already said, Tzu Yisrael, Kuma be'ezras Yisrael, Ufdeichen emecha yidav Yisrael. You've already davened that. You said a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you said a Shvach, Tzu Yisrael, Kuma. So definitely a Bakosha, Kuma be'ezras Yisrael, get up and redeem the Klal Yisrael. You've definitely had a Bakosha as well. According to the Magen Avraham, you need it's enough for women, just say a shvach, a praise, and a bakosha. Lamaisa, the Mishneh Berurah himself says that even though it's a big chiddush that the Magen Avraham builds it according to the Rambam. As we were Madaik, the Rambam himself says that women are chayoves mishmoin esra as well in Perek Vov. In Perek Aleph, he says the mechoyev with the tefillah because it's mitzvah loyas mangarova. In Perek Vov, after all dealing shmoin esra, he says women are chayov mishmoin esra as well. So it's a big chiddush this Magen Avraham that noshim, he says the yotze, they don't have to daven shmoin esra because the yotze with episode bakosha, they say berchsadero, they say even in their own language. Rebbein Shalom, thank you for having giving me a good night's sleep. Rebbein Shalom, let's mitzvah help me that the day should go well. That's also good. It doesn't have to be a fixed nusach.
Except in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, we do have some
bakoshas. Yeah,
that's eight. After Kadosh Baruch Hu would say, so why can't women say that?
They definitely can. Of course they can. Question is if they have to. They definitely may. According to the Magen Avraham, they're not mechoyovis to do it. Al kaponim, lamaisa, the maskona of the Mishneh Berurah is that the ikke is like, he says the ikke is like the Ramban, that the ikke mitzvah tefillah is only midrabanan. And they're still chayovos, and he says Rav Poskim hold like the Ramban, according to the Ramban, that there's no such thing as tefillah midaraisa. There's only drabonon, and on that the Mishnah says women are chayovim b'tefillah. So it comes out that women are chayovos with a shmoin esra as well, and that's what most achronim hold, that the women are chayovos with shmoin esra as well. So, pardon? Krishna says yes, man garama. So they're peturas meikaradin, but the Machabe himself says they should say Krishna because of Kabbalah soil malchus shemaim. It's getting a bit late. Yeah, so I don't want to go over time. I just thought I'll just sum up. So Lamai said what we said. We've said that it's machlikas rishonim whether bechlal is tefillah only midrabanan the Ramban or is there tefillah deraisa as well, which is according to the Rambam. There's both a tefillah deraisa every day we mekayim a mitzvah deraisa and there's a chiyuv drabanan as well. Whether women are mechayovos. The women are definitely mechayovis with the deraisa tefillah kunit Ramban. Whether the mechayiv with the midrabonon, the Magen Avraham says they're not, but pashtus the Rambam's mashma that even according to the Rambam, the mechayiv with Shmoneh Esrei as well. And just to sum up what the women should be'etzem say, they should say broch birchas hashachar, they should say, because that's brochas which they were made for women as well. I went through Machzeh Liyol. Kabbalas, they don't have to say. Psuka de Zimra, the Mishneh Berurah says, they should say Psuka de Zimra. Krishma, they're peturois, but it's good to say it. Yoitza oir avoir choyshech, they don't have to say. They don't have to say the brocha before Krishma. But the bracha of Emes Ve'yatziv, then they should say. The Mishneh Berurah says, they should say Emes Ve'yatziv, the Shema they should say, and Emes Ve'yatziv they should say, because to be soymech ge'ula letfila. So that's interesting. No yotza'or, psukh de zimra, yes. No yotza'or, they don't have to say, but from Krishma and the Emes Ve'yatziv, yes. No tachnun, no asher avolatzion, and aleinu they should say. And not Shir Shalyoim, they don't have to say. And Hallel, they also don't have to say, besides the Hallel of Say the Night, and Tfilas Musaf, Machlikas, the Tzlach says, they're Pturois, and Magen Avraham says, they're Chayovois. Yeah.